This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the state prison in Waupun faces prison time himself. Randall Hepp is charged with misconduct in public office after four inmates died on his watch in a year's time. Eight former prison staffers are charged with felony abuse. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
One of the four deaths is ruled a homicide. He died of malnourishment after his water was turned off. The former superintendent of Wisconsin's largest school district is getting $160,000 to walk away. Milwaukee's Keith Posley is quitting at the end of the month after failing to report required financial information to the state. Wages in Wisconsin are higher than last year. That's according to the ADP Research Institute. Workers who stayed at one job for 1 year or longer saw their paychecks get 5.3% bigger. ADP says Wisconsin's median annual salary is $59,000. The races are set for the August primaries, and Wisconsin Democrats say they can make their biggest gains in more than a decade, thanks to new maps. State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein.
For the first time in over 20 years, we have a Senate Democrat running in every single race in the state of Wisconsin. Let me say that again. A candidate running in every race, challenging every single Republican candidate.
Democrats are running candidates in 97 of the state's 99 assembly districts. Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says it wasn't for lack of trying.
We had hundreds of conversations with people across the state about running for state assembly. I think if we'd had just a couple more days, we probably would have filled those last two.
In contrast, Republicans are running in 84 assembly districts and 11 Senate districts. Milwaukee will get a lot of extra security during the Republican National Convention in July. Wisconsin Emergency Management says 15 law enforcement agencies from eight states are under contract to work in Milwaukee during the convention. 85 officers are coming from Madison. Five new mental health crisis centers are open in Wisconsin. They're for treating people who can't stay in their community safely but don't need to be in the hospital. The centers are in Waukesha, Beaver Dam, Wausau, La Crosse, and Madison. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Green Bay police have identified a man stabbed on the city's east side Monday evening as 33-year-old Robert Marshall of Green Bay. GBPD says it will refer charges to the Brown County District Attorney's Office on three people who are being held in the Brown County Jail. The investigation indicates that the victim and suspects knew each other and that the victim died during an armed robbery. The Village of Hobart postponed a vote on a plan to turn a $3.5 million home into a substance abuse recovery center. The project, requested by Summit Behavioral Health, faces opposition from neighbors and nearby residents. A public hearing on the project lasted longer than 3 hours Tuesday, and the board still hadn't heard from everyone. Another public comment hearing will be held on July 2nd at Fire Station 1. Online court records show the builder of the Oshkosh Arena filed a foreclosure of mortgage notice in Winnebago County Court this week. This is the latest in a series of issues that have faced the arena over the past couple of years, including two missed property tax payments, the owner filing for bankruptcy, and a temporary shutdown due to fire code violations. The Oshkosh Arena is currently listed for sale on LoopNet by its owner, Fox Valley Pro Basketball. In Green Bay, the new community shelter operates an emergency and transitional shelter to help homeless in the area. Robert is one of its residents.
And I ended up staying in a park above a slide on a platform with various blankets and pillows on the east end of town where nobody really bothered me at all. And I was always protected at night. I had God on my side, and that's what kept me going all the time.
Robert was a guest on Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a civic media program that airs every Sunday at 1 p.m. on WGBW. A group of Green Bay Packers rookies and draft picks, including first-round pick Jordan Morgan, helped clear a lot for the Greater Green Bay Habitat for Humanity home build this week. Players removed branches and downed trees to prepare the lot for the next step of building a home on Green Bay's east side. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says that being challenged by a great team will end up being a good thing for the Brewers.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there, and the ball just, you know, you hit balls hard and they get caught. You know, it's time to hit a fly ball and you hit a ground ball. Yeah, you know, but one lack of effort, like I've said all year, 61 games, I believe 98% of them, we've been in there till the last pitch.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for three games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After months of speculation, Netflix has announced they're raising their rates again. Ha! Just kidding. They did announce there will be a Peaky Blinders movie. Netflix gave the green light and announced that Cillian Murphy will star in the film based on the TV show set in Ireland. Murphy plays Tommy Shelby, the head of the Shelby crime family. Murphy says he is excited to play the role again and the film is for the fans. Production starts later this year. By all accounts, Henry Winkler and Tom Hanks are two of the nicest guys in Hollywood. And by all accounts, they do not like each other. The New York Times reports that during an interview on the How to Feel podcast, Winkler was directing Turner in Hooch, where Hanks played a detective opposite a dog, or Hooch. Winkler says he was fired 11 weeks into the project. Winkler says, "Let's just say I got along better with Hooch than Turner." You can catch Henry Winkler in Barry on Netflix, and you can catch Tom Hanks in everything else. Looking for a new show with a dash of retro? Here's one of Pete's picks. If you haven't seen it yet, check out The Wire. The HBO show that hit the airwaves this week in 2002 still holds up today and is often mentioned as a contender for the best episodic show ever. The Wire is set in Baltimore and shows the financial challenges the underfunded Baltimore police and city government face. All five seasons are available on Max. It's time for a trip to Flavor Country. Flavor Flav went into a Red Lobster and ordered everything on the menu in an effort to try to save the entire chain. The restaurant recently filed for bankruptcy and announced it will close many stores. In a related story, there's been an influx of lobsters at local pet shelters. None of the closings sat well with Flavor, who posted a picture of himself standing in front of every menu item. He did his best, but still left shortly after with the biggest doggy bag ever. If you're looking for something new to watch, you might get some ideas from the 2024 Gotham Just for TV Awards. The big winners, according to Variety, were Netflix's Baby Reindeer, which won for Breakthrough Limited Series, Amazon Prime's Mr. and Mrs. Smith for Breakthrough Drama, and winning Breakthrough Comedy Series was CBS' Colin from Accounts. Andrew Scott won for Breakout Performance in a Limited Series for his portrayal as Ripley. He was great. Trina McGee, who played Angela on Boy Meets World, has announced she is pregnant. This might not sound all that newsworthy, except she is 54 years old. Entertainment Weekly reports that the child will be her fourth. Her other three children are all adults from previous relationships. This will be her first child with her current husband. The couple has been married since 2008, so they are either very unlucky or just only recently got around to the whole sex thing. Married couples do get busy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few showers are possible today, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 66 this afternoon. The wind will be west at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, still breezy, but it will be warmer with a high tomorrow of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.